AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia says it's bombing Islamic State group targets in Syria. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani says this may not be what it seems to be.
Moscow says the strikes are targeting Islamic State positions in Syria, with President Vladimir Putin saying his air force will support the Syrian army in offensive operations. The strikes began after Russia's parliament unanimously approved Putin's request to use force in Syria. The U.S. has been concerned Russia may go after the Syrian opposition, since Moscow's closely allied with Syrian leader Bashar Assad. There are also worries American and Russian jets may inadvertently clash in Syrian airspace. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Obama has pledged to get U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by the time he leaves office, but we're learning that U.S. military commanders want to keep at least a few thousand American troops there. They don't want to lose ground gained over years of U.S. combat. She cried, sang Amazing Grace, and apologized to her husband's family. 47-year-old Kelly Gissendaner executed early this morning by the state of Georgia for having her husband murdered. Our Kate Brumback watched her die.
She said to tell the Gissendaner family that she is sorry and that she hopes they can find some peace and happiness. She said she loves her children, and if she could take it all back, she would. She cried through much of that.
Ford is recalling some older Windstar minivans because a previous recall for a rear axle problem may not have worked. These are 1998 through 2003 Windstars. Amtrak is going to start charging a $20 baggage fee if you exceed the carry-on limit. The fees begin tomorrow. The Dow opened up more than 200 points. It's up now 188. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen has admitted installing cheating software on diesel vehicles to get past U.S. emission testing. It says there are almost 500,000 vehicles in the U.S. with that software, and it says it'll present its solutions to the problem shortly. Meanwhile, one Volkswagen dealer we spoke with in Texas says he's determined his customers are going to come out okay.
It's sad to think that a handful of people have taken us down this path, but together, we're going to work through this and we're going to come out the side better. I truly believe that. We have all the resources to make the customer whole and to make the dealer whole through this process.
Alan Brown in Frisco, Texas. Whole Foods will stop selling products made using prison labor after a protest at one of its stores in Texas. Whole Foods has sold goat cheese produced through a Colorado inmate program since at least 2011. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.